don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 at Jounce. Breaking some bad news, not a fun place to be in, and that's why you come to us.
That's right. You come to your girls, Krista and Trey Trey, and we're going to help you out because you need wing women.
That's
isn't that right, girl?
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
And this morning we have Shannon on the phone. How's it going, lovey?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Mm-mm. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
I've been with my boyfriend for about a year. Mm-hmm. His mom doesn't like me, and I'm having a really hard time talking to him about it.
Oh.
And she just keeps interfering in our relationship. You know, she controls him a lot, which I think is just coming out of love, but, you know, he does exactly what she wants him to do. You know, so he's just, you know, stereotypical mama's boy.
Uh-huh.
Oh. And unfortunately, it's just putting a strain on our relationship. So I really want to talk to him about it.
Uh-huh.
And discuss how much of a problem this is for our relationship. So I want to call and break the bad news.
That you don't like his mom?
That, and you know, and I don't necessarily, I don't want him to have to choose, but he might have to.
Oh. Because the mom doesn't like you
you're
mm-hmm. you're having a hard time with the mom. She's interfering.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
I mean, both. Yeah.
Both.
She just prefers to not have me.
For sure.
Oh.
This happened to one of my girlfriends. She got married.
Really?
And the mom did not like her. And so the mom actually did not show up to the wedding.
No, stop.
She hated my friend Anne
much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough place
That's
to be
horrible,
in.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's
it
like
is.
Horrible.
It is.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. And then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Eddie. It sounds like you are giving him an ultimatum. Basically, he chooses you or his mom because you clearly don't fancy each other. The mom doesn't seem to like you much, and you're kind of tired of her. And so hopefully we can see which side he chooses.
Yeah.
Or if maybe there's just a miscommunication going
maybe.
On.
Maybe.
Well,
yeah. I don't know.
Mommy dearest.
You know when a mom doesn't like you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening next to Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We're in the middle of a Breaking Bad News with our girl Shannon, who has to break some to her boyfriend, Eddie.
Yeah, it looks like they've been together for about a year, but Eddie's mom does not like her.
Mm.
And I guess she keeps interfering in their relationship, and it's just causing a strain. So she hasn't really felt comfortable enough to talk to him about this, but she wants to break the bad news that he may have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or is she going to walk away?
That's what it sounds like,
That's
girl.
That's right. All right, Miss Shannon, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our phone. You'll be able to hear us, although Eddie will not when you give him a call, and then we'll eventually chime in. Sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Oh,
how
hey,
are
how you,
you
doing?
Hey, good.
Just do a little bit of work.
Is this a good time? Can I talk to you about some stuff?
Oh, yeah.
This has just been on my mind, and I'm having a hard time talking to you about this. So, basically, I think you're so great. I love hanging out with you. No, obviously. But I'm having a little bit of a hard time with your mom. And I think, I mean, it's clear we both know that she is not the biggest fan of me. I don't really know why. I didn't do anything. You know, I love how close you are with her. And
he does not sound happy.
Uh-uh.
I kind of feel like she's getting in the middle of our relationship. And I'm not really sure how to move forward without talking about this. You know, you and I have our own separate relationship outside of you and your mom, mm-hmm. and right now it feels like it's the three of us.
Oh. Oh, man. Okay. I know. I know how you feel. You brought this up before, and this is not... We should have talked about this in person. Why are you calling?
Well, let's call it. Let's chime in now.
Let's chime in.
Hi, is this Eddie?
Yeah.
Hi, Eddie. I know you're probably like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
But let me tell you, not only does she not decide to talk to you in person, your beautiful girlfriend, Shannon, has decided to go on to Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams to let all of Madtown know about what is going on with you today.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, man. That's not cool. Shannon... Like making this,
I just
like,
thought,
she needs some help. She just needed help.
I just thought it would be nice. I've kind of talked about this a little bit before, and you know, we're new in town, so I thought it would be nice to have like other opinions.
Yes, and that's a great thing about this, Eddie, that you are not alone in this situation, nor was Shannon.
Right.
But it is a true thing, though, that your mom, though, unfortunately, does not make your woman feel good whatsoever.
Right.
When she's around, when she's not around.
Yep.
And she's kind of had it where she's to the point where you're going to have to make a decision between mommy or me.
This is crazy. I just want to get this right. Like you're putting me on the air and I have to make a decision now in the moment, you or my mom.
Well, pretty much.
That's what you're doing.
I mean,
you expect this to go well.
I just wanted this to be a conversation with a lot
of. I would love this to be a conversation.
It's just a really complicated. This is just a complicated thing, and I don't really know how. I don't really know how to have a relationship with you when your mom is right in the middle of it.
Right.
I don't know. I look. I love my mom. I love you. I think it's terrible that. And yes, I've had conversations with her about this. Okay. I have, and I try hard to say it's not your place, okay?
Right.
But you know her. She is loud-mouthed and a big broad, and she's just a big personality, and I don't know. So
what's her opinion of this? Like, she...
I don't know. She doesn't... And I take it into account, but my...
She don't like her?
My feelings towards
Yeah. Were you going to say that, Eddie? She don't like her.
Yeah,
so, I mean, do you feel, Eddie, do you feel like you can have a long, healthy relationship with somebody that your mom does not like? I mean,
I've been thinking about this for months. I really have.
And
I don't know. I would love to.
Yeah.
I'd love to. I mean, I really want to try to make this work. I don't know.
Couldn't you and your mom and Shannon sit down and like have a real conversation about what is the issue at hand? I mean, obviously, maybe your mom's insecure with the attention you're giving to Shannon,
that's
or that
true.
You actually love her and she feels like she's going to lose you. It's a classic case.
That's a good point.
Classic case, but like, I would love that. I think that would be great, but my mom doesn't necessarily operate like that.
Oh. Okay.
You know, it would take a lot to even have a genuine conversation like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would tell your mom that, listen, I'm going to lose my girlfriend if you don't change the way your attitude is. I mean, I would just be high and dry with your mom about this.
Yep.
I mean, that's not fair to you either.
No, it's not. Not if you're happy.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, this is a great question then. Like, well, can I talk to my mom about this? Because I've tried multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's never really come. She's just like, no. I mean, Kathy was great. She was so much better than Shannon. Sorry, Shannon.
Oh, Springsteen, Jackson.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm sorry. What can I say to that? You know, I'm sorry you liked my ex-girlfriend better.
Yeah.
But now I'm with her and I love her and I want to stay together. So like, what are you going to do about that? I don't know. I've never really actually had that. I've never gone that far with my mom. It's always gotten too heated.
Oh, okay. You're going to have to set some boundaries, it sounds like. I mean, she doesn't have to like her, but she needs to be respectful.
What's that Jennifer Lopez movie where there was a movie about this?
That's right. Monster-in-Law.
Yes. You need to sit your mama down.
She did not like her.
Eat some popcorn. Yeah. Have her watch this movie. And then you're going to lay the bomb on her.
See?
This is you, mom.
Yep.
This is my woman.
Yep.
J-Lo is my girl. Yep. She's hot.
That's right.
But Shannon from the block.
You think it's like this, look, you may not like her, but at least you got to respect her.
Yes.
Because I love her.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's all I'm really asking for.
See?
Yeah, it's your life.
All right, I'll try that.
All right.
I'll try that.
That's awesome.
Thank you, I guess,
you're welcome.
Shannon, for letting me talk to these two ladies here.
Exactly.
It's great.
That's what we're here for.
Mommy might like us more now.
I know. Mom might want us around.
I'm just kidding.
Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.